your distance. And as for fortune, and as for fame, I never invited them in. Though it seemed to the world they were all I desired, they are.
Back here, and gonna get into some of the amazing stuff. This citizen of the United States is the key. There's no doubt about it. I went back and it's just amazing. I went back to the 1960. They republished everything in 1960. Then before that, they had part 39, part 29, and part 19. They're all, that's basically all the same nonsense. But what is amazing is the scams that they pull, and nobody does this. Nobody, well, first of all, the average person doesn't even have access to the stuff to click on this stuff and just go, because when you're doing research, you need access to be able to click here, click there, because if you start doing it at the law library, you won't live long enough. I went back and I looked at, and we put this into Rappert's case, the first one, which is 26 Code of Federal CFR, it's 1.1-1, 26 CFR 1.1-1. It says right there, General Rule, Section 1, that's tax imposed, subtitle A, imposes an income tax on the income of every individual who is a citizen or resident of the United States, and to the extent provided in 871B and 877B. So if you get into this non-resident alien and all that, people have used the 871, but they didn't have enough understanding to lay down a foundation for it. But right there it is. Income of who? Who is a citizen or resident of the United States? Well, the next thing you'd learn, thanks to Amy Bunk in the Federal Register, I went down to look at the source. Is there a statutory source for that? There must be, right? Nope. Source. 25 Federal Register 11402, November 26th, 1960. The other one is 25 FR 14021, December 21st, 1960. So we have this lie of a citizen of the United States with no statutory authority based upon a regulation that comes out of 1960. Well, so let's go back to 1960. What does it say? Got to be something. I mean, these people wouldn't do this. Would Congress do this to us? You think? Unbelievable. Well, so let's go back in here, and we look here, and we get back to the original statutory authority. We start off here on, this is, they back then, they would say the statutory authority in the, when they were doing these. So, we'll see what it says for statutory authority. Tax imposed. Statutory provisions. Tax imposed. A tax is hereby imposed for each taxable year on the taxable income of every individual. All research. The hook that you must use. There's always a constitutional hook in their nonsense. It's taxable year or calendar year. That's the hook. It has to be there to make their scam work. But we don't understand how to use it, because they use it. Do you see any statute here? No. This is 1.1, statutory provisions. There's no statute. I just made it up. Then they go on for the same regulation back in 1960. It says 1.1-1, income tax on individuals. General rule. Section 1A of the code imposes an income tax on every individual, resident or non-resident, other than the head of a household, blah, blah, blah. Citizens or residents of the United States are liable to tax. In general, all citizens of the United States, wherever resident, and all resident alien individuals are liable to the income taxes imposed by the code, whether the income is received from sources within or without the United States. There it is right there. It's just strictly citizens of the United States or residents. Who is a citizen? Let's see. Every person born or naturalized in the United States subject to the jurisdiction is a citizen. They don't say citizen of the United States, just citizen. That's it. There's where it comes from right there. Goes right back to the 14th Amendment. Subject to the jurisdiction thereof. There's the source. Citizen of the United States. Right there. Goes right back to the 14th. Subject to the jurisdiction thereof. Well, how do I get subject to the jurisdiction thereof? I've got to sign up. So how do they get us? Everything the states are doing is tied into being going back to, at some point, to the National Registry and District of Corruption, D.C., Columbia. Our driver's license in Alaska, which I signed up to be the citizen of Alaska because I was wanting them to deny it. I did that right in front of the gal. Come on, lady. I dare you. Never blinked an eye. I crossed it out and wrote in what I wanted. And the second step out of the Alaska driver's license goes right back to the District of Columbia, citizen of the United States, and the National Registry. Why would getting a driver's license need be to be registered in the National Registry of Voters Registration in District of Columbia? Why? There it is in black and white. I was looking up another one of state of the United States. And it's not defined except in the banking reporter, of which I don't have access to. But I saw enough of it so that I could see whether I wanted to pay or not, and I may get it. Pay. A state of the United States means the District of Columbia and territories and possessions. You see that all the time. State of the United States. But they put it into the banking reporter, which the average person, I mean, I didn't even know they had banking reporters until I hit it in Westlaw. They put it where we don't see it. It's under the banking stuff, where they define it. It's all about citizen of the United States. How do we get our status right? Well, we put it into the public record and under the rules of evidence, 901 certified copy. Hey, it is what it is. It's in the public record. Then you change your voter thing to elective franchise. Your elective franchise is only for a citizen of one of the several states. They've never seen any of this before. Because people have claimed you're a citizen of the United States and they don't have a clue how to create the evidence, the statutory or the evidence to stand up to this nonsense. They have never seen it before. So we're on the leading edge of this. Well, the bottom line is if it's in the public record, and I did a status, I copied their nonsense on naturalization and very carefully worded this stuff because under the law of necessity, there's no way you can get out of Babylon. But, Rappers did this in Minnesota. And I got another case that I'm working on here, providing research on. Nevius was popped into the Eighth Circuit. Went to the District of Columbia Appellate Court instead of the Eighth Circuit to give that a test before I found out about the Circuit Court of Claims. Federal Circuit Court of Claims and the Federal Circuit Court of Appeals are the only two courts we want to hit into. They are the only ones that have national remedies. They operate under subject matter jurisdiction. The Federal Circuit Court of Appeals It's supposed to be in Article 3. The Federal Court of Claims used to be Article 3, and then in 1984, somewhere along in there, they may change it to an Article 1, but it operates like the magistrate in a true Article 3 court. Very limited jurisdiction and a subject matter jurisdiction. All of the appellate courts, 1 through 11 and the D.C., are all nonsense. It's all based on found, geographical. You're found in the territorial limits. No subject matter jurisdiction. They spout it, but that's not what it is, and I got that out of a Senate report. Tell me that ain't so. And then when you learn how to read the nonsense. So now we got, like in Rappert's case, he put in that finally that he was a citizen of Minnesota. Okay. So then what's the problem? Because you see, also we found, and they gave this information, this is the people in Minnesota. Rappert was dumber than a rock. He is clueless. The people that did the audit had a corn cob shoved up his tush. He's ignorant. And the guy that did the collections, these are little robotic, compartmentalized, brainwashed zombies. I couldn't believe the ignorance of the people that did the 1099s, that testified. There's not a one of the people that did the 1099s in Rappert's case. I knew what the Internal Revenue Laws. They never looked at them. They never looked at the Minnesota Revenue Laws. And yet they were submitting a 1099 and they were making statements as though they were true that this was income. Objected. Rappert objected. And just let him get away with it. There is no definition of income. The only definition of income, if you look into the Title 26, is down in a couple of places for railroad retirement and that, where you're already hooked. There's adjectives in front of the word income, but that's not income. And the judge was trying to help Rappert, help Hauser, Judge Cynic, S-E-N-Y-K, Cynic. So, first of all, these people that are filling out the 1099 have no knowledge at all of any laws. They're just doing it. The one that took money out, which is under Subtitle C, said she was a withholding agent. She testified to that. Of course, she don't know what it is, but she said she was, because she withheld money. She said, what are you relying upon for the accuracy, that the veracity of the truth of the 1099? QuickBooks. I wonder if we got to get QuickBooks in there and get them to testify, a computer software. They had no idea what a non-employee compensation is, their definition of employee, their definition of compensation, which is not in accord with what's in the Title 26. How does any of this have standing? It's their personal opinions. Their personal opinions are worthless. They haven't even read the laws. They admitted it, every one of them. Leash, the guy that did the audit, said he did a federal taxable income. He created a federal taxable income. Well, first of all, he has no authority to create federal taxable income, because that's called a substitute for return in the federal side. And you got to have three forms, and that all that nonsense, the three forms are total smoke and mirrors anyway. Even if they did it under 6020B. He had never heard of the forms, didn't know what substitute for return was, but yet he did a federal taxable income. Then, to add insult to injury, oh yeah, he studied the Internal Revenue Laws. He studied Minnesota Revenue Laws? Well, this taxable income. Are you aware that Minnesota adopted the Internal Revenue, the taxable income statute out of the IRS code, or Internal Revenue Laws? No. Do you know what statute you used in the Minnesota to get taxable income? No. Do you know what statute you used in the federal to get taxable income? No. But wait a minute, you just did an audit, and you don't even know where the statute is. You got to be kidding me. This is the one where the judge called the little short break and went out and had a talk with Hauser. and come back, and they tried to walk around it, that there was no obligation created. Well, of course, we knew there was no obligation. The question was there a taxable liability created? And the answer is no. Because you know why? In all these states, they can't move. They didn't even give us the information of discovery. You have to be required to file a federal income tax return before the state of Minnesota can move. They gave us that. They stated it in their discovery. And then they gave us a tax court case out of the revenue laws out of the state up there. You just can't make this stuff up. And they gave us the thing, the statute. Already had it, but it's nice for them to put it in their discovery. And I'm going to get down here and read it. I'm going to find it here. And the thing is, the only way to beat these guys is that when the statute is unambiguous, the courts are supposed to shut the hell up, being the inquisitorial or whether they're adversarial. Inquisitorial is, I don't obey any law. I do my own investigation. I make my own what I call ipsy dixit. Just because I said it's so, pontification or determination. I said it's freaking so, and so therefore it is so. And shut the hell up. Sounds like James II right back in England. Just because I said it's so, you lose. Truth is irrelevant. I just couldn't make this stuff up. Let me find the actual statute here. This is the statute. Because, see, all these statutes, they're all copyrighted, by the way, I'm sure. Arlaska's is right in the front of the book. It says it's copyrighted. How in the hell can you have a law copyrighted? Anyways, this is Minnesota, 289A.35. The commissioner may audit and adjust the taxpayer's computation of federal taxable income. Now, that seems pretty dang clear to me. They can audit who? The taxpayer's compensation of the federal taxable income. And this idiot, Lish, gets around and said, oh, yeah, that comes out of line 49 of the 1040. Well, wait a minute, there is no 1040. And Rappert even has been communicating with the IRS and has a letter to say, don't worry about anything because we're still under investigation with you. Doesn't slow them down. So it says the commissioner may audit and adjust the taxpayer's computation of the federal taxable income. Blah, blah, blah. If the return has been filed, the commissioner shall enter the liability reported on the return and may make any audit or investigation that is considered necessary. If a return has been filed, there's no return. Judge Sinek tried to say, oh, well, you don't need to be a taxpayer. You see, we're going to get around. And Rappert, he's a slow guy, see. He's kind of stupid, see. He's going to get around, and he's going to fill out a 1040 and compute his federal taxable income. But he doesn't have to file it. He's not going to file it. And then he's going to turn around and take the computation by not filing it and put it on an M1 form, which, by the way, Leish said he didn't know what the M1 form was. You got to be kidding me. I mean, I couldn't make this stuff up. The M1 is their income tax, like a Form 1040. So anyway, the judge is trying to get around, well, you don't have to be a taxpayer. You just filled it out. So Rappert, he's a stupid guy. See, he gets around and fills out his Form 1040, but he's not going to file it. And then he gets around and takes his computation and puts it on an M1 form and files it. You've got to be kidding me. Back in a minute.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Hey, we're back here. Mike in South Carolina, you have a question or comment on what we're talking about today?
Yeah, Ralph, I've been listening to you pretty carefully. I think I'm going to take option number four. I'm just going to go away and go to hell.
No, we're not. We're going to fight these bastards. That's what we're here for, do.
All right. I listened to how you explained how they became U.S. citizens when they filed these 1040s or whenever they filed tax returns, right?
Yep.
Well, what's going to happen with the illegals when they go in and they sign up for their IDs and they sign up for their driver's licenses and they say that they're U.S. citizens and then all of a sudden, do they become citizens also?
No, what they're doing, I think, is because, see, there's a citizen of the United States and there's a resident of the United States. So you cannot be a, quote, citizen of the United States and be a resident of the United States. We just found you over here sitting inside our property, so you're not really a citizen of the United States.
Well, I think what they're doing is they're putting everybody on a voter registration.
I know.
And what they're going to do is they're not venting them to be citizens or not. You've got no business being put on any type of voting register if you're not a citizen, period. I don't care who they are. This is how they're going to slip them through.
Well, what we've got to do, and we'll get to it at some point. I got to get it written up again. But the bottom line is to take on. You got to be a citizen of South Carolina to have to be able to go and vote for anybody.
That's correct. Yeah, this is what we're trying to get around.
But the thing is, we have to have. It's got to be. See, I was hoping they'd take me on, but they won't do it. Okay, so it's got to be somebody, though, that is stand and fight and can talk in court and understands it. And, see, that's the problem, because how many people want to take the time to understand that we're all slaves? They won't believe it anyway. But then you got to have the wherewithal to stand and fight these bastards in the court, and because these are professional liars.
We've got a professional alligator living in South Carolina.
Oh, I'm getting bad audio again. What the heck happened here? Not hearing anything, so hold on a minute if you can hear me, Mike, and we'll get a new connection here because I can't hear you. Okay, are we still there?
We're here.
Okay, I couldn't hear you. You went away. Something happened here. So anyway, you whatever you were saying, what was your response? Or?
Well, you were looking for somebody who was a real fighter who got there and kicked butt.
Well, right. It's got to be somebody that that will fight and stand and that has that can think on their feet. Will take a little bit of time to understand the concepts. And I got to get this into Adobe Illustrator and a flowchart so that people understand the concepts of where do you go from here to there, because it's like a roadmap, but I've done it so much I know where this connects to that. But
we have that person you're looking for right here in South Carolina.
Okay.
Name is Trey
Gowdy. Trey Gowdy? Yeah, if I could get him lined up that way.
Damn right.
Oh, he's one smart dude, man. I'm telling you, he can outthink these people so quick.
Yeah, he's your guy, and there's plenty of other people around him that he knows that he primarily is not trained, but they're kind of all in the same boat together, and you go after them, that's like going after a crocodile by yourself, and you're not going to make it.
My understanding is he's never lost a federal prosecution when he was a federal prosecutor.
Well, you listen to what he has to say, he gets right to the point, he's direct, and he won't play this little wordsmithing games, these little bastards up there in what I call D.C., which is Duck City, where all you find all the damn quacks. These people are not American. They do not represent America. They're not American citizens, as far as I'm concerned. They're traitors, and every one of them should simply just surround their house and burn it down. And if they're not at this time, then maybe they'll be in it next time. But you look and see all the signers of the Constitution of the United States, and you'll find out that every one of them lost every damn thing. They had all 56 of them, the signers.
You go listen to Chris Ann Hall, and she goes into the what led up to that, and the people rose up. They were going to their powder houses and taking their powder, and boy, they went after one guy, and these people got behind the other guy and said, not going to happen.
Well, this is what the attitude here in South Carolina and North Carolina and part of Georgia is with this little wildebeest they're running. Now, this is insanity that's going on, and the top 10 billionaires that are making this happen in her arena, she's not going to make it. I mean, one way or the other, she will not make it. They've had enough, and if an attempt is put through to throw this down people's throats, well, you know what? I wouldn't want my last name to be Rothschild, I can tell you that. They have had enough.
Yep, I know. But they need to get out and vote and then get informed and know how to fight these people.
The voting machines
we got to go to break. Hold on, we got to go to break here. So.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from takefromcaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit takefromcaesar.us for more information.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Okay, we're back here. Mike, you still there?
Yes, sir, I am.
Well, did you read that? Let me go back to that again. One that I read, that's 5 USC 550-1-4.
No, I'm not.
Okay, let me pull it up again. That's just an absolute killer. And I was just looking up one other aspect of this whole thing.
Ralph, before you get, I could not
make this stuff up. I just can't.
Ralph, before you get into that, let me just kind of say one thing and then bounce off and listen.
Sure.
To you. I love listening to what you have. All your explanations are really good, and they're all linked together and are tied together, and we kind of got into a little tangent. But I'm going to recommend one thing to get a lot of this nonsense politically straightened out, and that is to put recall on every political position, federal, state, and county. And when these guys get out of line, you reach out, grab them by the collar, and says, you're invited to a go-to-Jesus meeting, and you're not
going
to like
it. Well, let me tell you what's going to happen in Rapper's case. We're going to sue. We have to wait and see who we're going to sue. The person that did the backup withholding, first of all, in Rapper's case in Minnesota, we have the guy that did the audit that says he's a blooming idiot, and he did it under oath. We have the guy that sent the letter and stuff. He's a blooming idiot. And we have the gal that did it from the company, and she's a blooming idiot. They all said, we don't even know what kind of tax it is, on the record, under oath. Guess what? Somebody's going to pay somewhere, because we're not going to step by and allow. We're going to go after them. Like what you say, it's time to go after them. When you step across the line and you tell a lie and damage me, I'm coming for you.
But the problem is, Ralph, there's not enough consequences. Our problem in this country also is enforcement of laws, which is a joke. This is a cat-and-mouse game. I've been watching that McAlpine case you have out in Asheville, 45 minutes away from me. And let me tell you, these guys are a joke. They go back and forth and back and forth. Hey, look, we need the integrity of America is just about being damaged. Its moral compass is totally skewed. And we need to take these people who are doing this to this country, the minorities, and hang every damn one of them as an example. But we can't do that. That would be violent. Hell, it'll send a message to the rest of them. You better shape up, or you're heading off.
This is why voting for Trump, because these people are scared spitless. Because guess what's going to happen when you get a whole shipload of rats? You know what happens when a shipload of rats? When one of the rats gets hooked? Oh well, wait a minute. Here, I'm going to save myself, and I'm going to rat out the other rats. You watch. This is what's coming.
Well, Paul Ryan McDonald would act just the same way. Uh-oh, we're about ready to lose our jobs. You know what? That's exactly what needs to happen. A complete clean sweep right on through politics. And you know what? These federal judges have been put in there for life positions. That's going to stop, too. That's a bunch of nonsense.
It does, right. That's probably one of the few things that Mark Levin, which is he's a false Jew. Unbelievable, this guy turned. He got paid off to spout his nonsense, and he won't support Trump. You know, he won't support Cruz, and he knows that Cruz was not a... He was never naturalized. They wouldn't even allow dual citizenship. Oh, well, I'm a constitutionalist. No, you're a liar, just like Hillary.
That's right. That sounds so great. And also, McCain also is also... He's not an American. He can't run for presidency. He was born outside of Panama. Okay, people think he's okay. No, he's not. He's born outside of Panama, and he's also Jewish too. They've all been paid off, John. Ralph. They're all part of the kosher rat pack. Every one of them.
Well, and that's why what Trump is doing, because they're coming out of the woodwork,
right?
And the Democratic Party is gone. It's Lucifer's party. And what we're finding is, look at how many Democrats are tied into. They want to stay with Lucifer because they're tied in. They're making money. They want the scam to continue. They'd rather have Hillary.
Well, there's something else going on behind the scenes. Very quickly, I'll tell you, and then we'll jump off, let you get finished up here. But first of all, the borders are going away. This is where they're coming from. The borders are going away. Property is being taken away and confiscated from people, and depopulation is going on. And those are the three major things you want to think about, because they're not going to let this country back on its feet. It's got too much power, but I'll tell you, they try to put Hildebeest in there, shove her in there somehow, there's going to be an eruption like you've never seen in this country. I wouldn't want to be a politician, a banker, a legal professional, or a rabbi. I wouldn't want to
be
either.
Well, I wouldn't either, because you see, we have one chance that I've had my whole lifetime, and that's Trump.
You let anything happen to Trump, I guarantee you, it'll go off like a firecracker. It's going to go off right now. People here in South Carolina are fed up, and you're going to see the South rise again. You ain't going to like the result.
Right.
All right, Ralph, carry on.
See, that's the only thing about Hillary's America. Have you seen that movie yet?
Not yet. No, I'm hearing a lot about it.
You should go see it. The only error that he made, but it's not an error that I'm going to send him a thing, but he said that the Republicans granted the citizenship for the Negroes. Well, they didn't. They made them citizen of the United States. That was a Republican scam. But it's a very good, a very enlightening movie to go see.
Well, I'll leave it like this. We're not going to get America back until you get Israel out of America. Carry on, Ralph.
Okay.
Adios.
Let's see. Who's next here? Chris in Nevada.
Good afternoon there, Ralph.
Well, how's Nevada?
Well, a little bit overcast and a little cooler for a change for the couple of days, unusually so. I found something that I thought would be very intriguing to you, and I printed it out back in 2013, and just had the occasion to look at it here a couple of days ago, and you know, I recognized right away when I saw the number, I thought the Privacy Act had to do with protecting the privacy of the people and from being intruded and trespassed on. However, it's 5 U.S.C. 552A, and it has some very intriguing definitions and titles in that particular Privacy Act of 1974, as amended. And the first definition that popped out at me that I think will catch you and everyone listening by surprise, and I had kind of been maintaining for quite a while that the word resident had great significance, And any word that has ID, like identification, has great in significance. And individual, which also has ID, has great significance. And it says in definition 2, the term individual means a small c citizen of the United States or an alien lawfully admitted for permanent residence. And it goes on with quite a few other definitions that appertain in particular to the agency acts, in particular the IRS and other acts, and your 1040 form and your substitute for return is a statute staples, also known as a shitar, or I think more accurately a shitar, but it's one of those.
Jewish shitar, yes. Yeah, that's exactly. A commercial security agreement. Been there, done that one, boy. And I have a brief, by the way, if you haven't seen that. If anybody wants to see what a Jewish shitar, how it converted England, I actually have a brief of how they did that, by the way. Anyway, go ahead.
In fact, that's from Georgetown University. I should be able to tell you her name, Shapiro, Judith Shapiro. Professor Emeritus down there, I think, is that brief you may be talking about. But I really appreciate it. And I did send you an email last week. Hopefully you got it, and maybe you'll have mercy on this poor old devastated financially.
Well, I didn't see it, but I'll tell you what, send it to me now. And put IRS in the subject matter, because I may get around and get me another address here, because they have just been inundated by these. They've just, like, somebody's put me on every frickin' damn list out there.
Oh, I know, all those porno things and the sex drugs for you and everything else.
Right.
It's like an attack by the cybernauts. So be blessed, Ralph. Thank you so very much. Hope it helps some of them.
Okay. Well, like I say, put IRS in and send me up, okay?
You bet.
Okay, Fred in Michigan, you're up next.
Hey there, Ralph.
Oh, hello there.
Hey, how's the moose? How's the moose burger up in Alaska? I hear that's some pretty good red meat.
Well, moose burger's good, but I don't go moose hunting, and you can't get them if you... they kill them up here. I don't want to kill a couple hundred of them on the road with vehicles. I actually killed one here a couple years ago, quite a few years ago, and, of course, that ended up in a big deal because with no insurance up here, they put you in jail and... They do all kinds of nasty stuff, and they tried to get me to confess, and I had to get all kinds of. And then they dropped the charges, and they took the driver's license, and I went clear to the Supreme Court of Alaska, and they said, we don't even need any rules or regulation or law. We just take it. I'm not kidding you.
Unbelievable. Down here, 1988, the guy Dave DeReamer, Howard Griswold, this is where I discovered this guy. Once his license, registration, insurance expired, he didn't renew. He got deputy dogged and arrested and slam dunked by the district court. Talmudic, Kabbalah, Zohar, Freemasonic, Serpent, Semanite, Bar Esquire attorney. So the guy in 1988, and this is Oakland County, which is the epicenter for all these affluent Talmudic Bar Esquire attorneys. He appealed to circuit court, and the circuit court judge reversed the district court slam dunk because circuit court judge said, since the MCLA defines licensee as someone in possession of a valid license, and this appellant defendant, according to the deputy dog's testimony, was devoid of such. No, it had expired. This decision from district court must be reversed without actually declaring it's a contract, stupid, and even if it's implied consent, it's still a presumed valid contract. Once it expires, like all contracts, it's null and void. Therefore, the rules and regs of the road do not apply without a valid licensee holding a valid commercial nexus agreement contract.
Are you talking about that driver's license now, right?
Yeah, and that circuit court judge from Oakland County, 1988, is, I imagine, still sitting on the appellate court of the state of Michigan in Lansing, mm-hmm. which is where that corporation is located. So that there's one case. And then, as he mentioned, Kobe Bryant, I don't know what it was. I don't know the nature. But he declared in court that whatever document they had possession of did not bear his informed consent authorized signature pursuant to full disclosure in good faith. And it was dismissed on that basis. You know, so you're right. They suck. They trick everybody into believing that it's patriotic, for instance, to be a, yeah, I'm a U.S. citizen, man. I want to go.
No, citizen of the United States. It's different than U.S. citizen. Citizen of the United States. Those are two different things, like U.S. person's different. Go ahead.
Okay, so you cited the declaration earlier, and I looked it up, and it says United, lowercase, and then States of America, first letter, capitalized. Okay, but in the body of the federal charter, U.S. Constitution, it doesn't use United States of America anywhere, and we the people is capitalized, we, W.T. people,
right,
designating a particular group, and they even say for their posterity. So I have to say, also, when I look at Article 1, Section 8, Clause 2, which is a one-liner, borrow money, Congress will have the power to borrow money on the credit of the United States. It seems to me, Ralph, that corporate entities have credit ratings. Corporate entities borrow, well, they say money, but I guess it's currency, currency. And so, and then I look at Article 1, Section 10 about the state, and it says the states will pass no law impairing obligation of contract. So what do? They suck everybody into, I mean, the Talmudic, and by the way, speaking of books, Werner Sombart, 1911, The Jews and Modern Capitalism. And he comes right out and says that we Talmudic Jews are taught to seek our raison d'etre in the art and science of money creation, money lending, credit creation, etc. And then this other guy, Samuel Roth, Jews Must Live, he comes right out and says, Talmudic Jews are vultures preying on the goodwill, good nature, and sweat equity labor of the entire world. Isn't that what's happening?
Well, let me stop you there. If you want to see a good movie, there's two of them that I highly recommend, is Marching to Zion.
You will
find out about the false Jews and all that sort of nonsense. And the other one is Global Warming Swindle.
Whoa.
Shows the actual factual what's going on with global warming. And you can, it's hard to believe that just like, how can, it's just like vehicles. There's nobody in America owns their vehicle. And we all sign it away, and I've done it myself before you ever even leave the damn place where you bought it. You've signed these
Ralph,
contracts.
Ralph, but there's no full disclosure. They didn't, the Talmudic lawyers at the dealership didn't say, hey, here's what I'm supposed to do. I want your informed
consent. Well, they have to do it. The dealers have to do all this stuff if they want to continue selling cars.
So what's that tell you?
See, we don't read because we're not taught to read. How many people is going to take a lawyer to go down to buy a new car?
Well, what we got to do, Ralph, is people like us need to go in and just play their game, pretend that we're going to pay for it in cash, okay, and then tell them, yeah, by the way, I want that $100,000 Mercedes SUV out there in your lot. But if and only if you provide the MSO.
Yep, okay, I tried that down here just as a test down here once I got this stuff. And they said, well, if you don't fill out these forms, we're required to do this, but DMV, we can't sell to you. And the statutory law in Alaska says if they don't do this stuff, they lose their license to sell the car. So they just walk away. Because because we're just one of a whole thing. What we got to do is learn how to go into, and I'm going to get to this, but I've got Rappert's case, and now I've got Nevius's case to deal with. But we're going to go into the federal, to go in, and I'm going to sue these sons of bitches, pardon my French. And then, see, you have to go into and cancel the implied in fact contract, because it is a valid contract. I gave them money, and they gave me something back, whoever bought the new car. And if you don't go in under the UCC and kill that contract, they don't tell you that. Under the UCC, we're done. And that brings me up to another one, which is what I was going to talk about. Is the thing is, they do these declarations. Congress does, instead of enacting, they declare something. And I found it's called declaratory statutes. And a declaratory statute can only clarify a pre-existing statute. They cannot make declarations, which is, that's the judicial side of life.
Okay.
Oh, hold on a minute here. We've got to go to break. I'll be back, man. Then we're going to close up here. Oh, wait a minute. I've got another caller, too.
Thanks.
Got Mike. Yeah.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Okay, we're back here. Mike in Tennessee, what's your question and comment?
I know this goes against a lot of people's so-called common sense, but listen, registering to vote requires that you declare you are a U.S. citizen, which makes you subject or a slave to their jurisdiction.
That's why I'm changing it. We change it to, if you're out of Tennessee, you put in citizen of Tennessee, you have to put into the public record who you are.
Nope, I'm not a citizen. I'm not a citizen to anyone. I am a child of God. I'm a live man, and I'm not a voter.
Okay, well, that ain't going to get you anywhere, because a citizen means that's the, what you get to the to have the inalienable rights of that Constitution. If you're not,
not
a citizen,
at all. I don't want any rights from the Constitution. My rights come from my Creator. I'm a live man. I'm not a subject citizen.
Okay.
Check it
out. You're not gonna. You ain't gonna win with that. I guess let's put that away.
Well, have you won?
Yes, I have actually. We the first case we won is McAlpine's. Okay, and I'm going to terminate you there, because I don't want to go down that road, because I want to get into a summary of what we did today. I like to do a summary for the last 10 minutes, and but you're not going to win with that. I'm just telling you, you have to live in the world. You got to be under some rules and regulations, and if you're not under a constitution, then you're in anarchy, and good luck, because you're going to need it, okay? The other thing that is really amazing, I'm already running short of time here, is in this, and I just looked this up. In this rule, this is the hook for all agencies. It says a statement of general or particular applicability, a future effect of designed to implement, interpret, or prescribe. I looked up statement. I didn't look that up. Oh, isn't that amazing? In general sense, an allegation, a declaration of matters of fact. A declaration of matters of fact. How can you have a matters of fact that's going to implement, interpret, or prescribe law? That whole little statement right there, just in that little sentence, is the beginning, is the death to all agencies. It's a mere statement. Who in the hell cares what they say? Even if they go through the procedure of having the force and effect of law. But the, first of all, it's nonsense. Because guess what? The only people that are authorized and empowered to make freaking damn law, prescribe law, is either the legislature or Congress, period, end of story. And I just looked, nobody's ever, in West, nobody's ever taken this up. It's right there. Agency statement. Declaration of facts. Wait a minute, declaration of facts? Really? How in the hell does that have anything to do with the taking my property or making me a slave? Because you see, in the public rights doctrine, we have no unalienable rights from the Creator. We're into the, it takes a village to raise a child. And I got to do some more research into that, but the whole public rights is under the plenary power of Congress. There is no declaration or anything. We have a dictator, and it's called Congress, and with the executive. They did this through the Federal Register Act. The President of the United States is an agency. It says so, right in the Federal Register Act. How in the hell did he become an agency? He's making statements of fact. It's called executive orders. And we're stuck with these stuff until we wise up and say, we're not going to stick in that damn world of the matrix of the citizen of the United States. I know who in the hell I am. I'm a citizen of one of the several states, and I have a constitution, inalienable rights coming from my Creator. And those inalienable rights, I have put into a constitution, a contract, and I am allocated to you guys have an office. And if you step out of that office, we need to take them to task. But until we find out who we are, we're not going anywhere. It's not going to happen. I guarantee you. You have to have standing. This is how they're getting around this stuff. Once you start to read this stuff, and this is the core of the agency right here. Agency statement, a declaration of facts. I don't care what you think the facts are. Anyway, we'll be putting out Monday what happens in Rappert's case. Stay tuned. Watch out for the federalities or everywhere, and we will see you next Sunday. God willing.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.